You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
An appellate court is striking down a plan to compensate college student athletes for use of their name, image, and likeness. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a lower court's ruling that would allow universities to pay student athletes up to $5,000 annually above the cost of attendance. The court did agree that the NCAA has violated antitrust laws by limiting student athlete compensation, but called the compensation plan erroneous. Former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon won an antitrust lawsuit against the NCAA last year, claiming it profits of the use of athletes' names, images, and likenesses without compensating the individuals. The appellate court panel said the rule of reason requires the NCAA to allow schools to provide up to the cost of attending school, but no more. The now 43-year-old O'Bannon played at UCLA from 1991 to 95 and was a first-round draft pick in the NBA. Police in South Carolina are confirming that an officer is dead after a shooting at a mall near Columbia this morning. One suspect is in custody after shots were fired as two Forest Acres officers responded to reports of a suspicious person at Richland Mall. The fallen officer was reportedly a 7-year veteran of the force and recently became a father. The White House is threatening a presidential veto of any bill that hinders the Iran nuclear accord. The measure would require Iran to pay billions of dollars in restitution to U.S. victims of Iranian-backed terrorism. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett. This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The U.S. is closely monitoring Russian airstrikes in Syria.
The Department of Defense is obviously reviewing the ongoing Russian military activity inside of Syria.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. military officials are in contact with Russian counterparts. Earnest stepped around questions about reports that Russia is targeting sites that are not linked to ISIS. Meantime, Earnest criticized Russia for continuing to back Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The U.S. sees Assad as a tyrant who is slaughtering his own people. President Obama has repeatedly called on Assad to step down. Meteorologists are split over whether Hurricane Joaquin will slam the East Coast. Joaquin is now pushing through the Atlantic Ocean just southeast of Florida, and some models have it hitting the mid-Atlantic region by Sunday. Forecasters are predicting heavy rain all the way from North Carolina to Maine in the coming days. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
Okay, welcome to Talented People. It's about 3:05 on September 30th already. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm in studio today with my co-host and business partner, Colleen Kelly from Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. And we have our guest who called in on the line. He's actually the relationship manager for Unity Bank in the Stuyvesant Avenue branch. His name is John Sassiesta. And I'm going to give you a real quick update on the weather conditions if you happen to be in the area of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This afternoon, slight chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 76. Tonight, chance of showers again, mainly after 10 p.m., cloudy with a low about 55. Thursday, rain likely, cloudy with a high near 58. Rain continuing with cloudy with a low about 49 on Thursday night. Rain again all day on Friday with a high of 56 and a low about 50 through the night. Rain on Friday night. It's going to continue raining Saturday, cloudy with a high near 64. And then again, cloudy and rain through the night on Saturday, 57. Rain all day on Sunday with a high of 66 and a low of 57. And then continuing again, rain on Monday, mostly cloudy, the high of 67 and then low of 52. So the rain we've been waiting for is on the way. Colleen, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's nice to have you here. And then, John, you're on the line there.
Hi, Jean. Thank you for having me today.
It's our pleasure. We want to let everybody know that we have an event coming up that UD Bank is actually presenting, a sponsor. It's called the Best Practices for Nonprofits, Lessons from the Leaders, and it's being held at the Palace at Somerset Park next week on October 8th. You can go online to Eventbrite and register. Basically, if you just look up Lessons from the Leaders, and you will be able to see the amazing day packed with not only just great speakers, but also CEU credits are going to be earned that day if you attend with us. You can register online. Basically, the morning registration starts at 8:30. Opening remarks, 9 o'clock. We're going to have our keynote in the morning by Michelle Sikirka, who is the CEO and president of the New Jersey Business Industry Association. And then 10:30, Leah Pontani is going to speak from Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training on board leadership and grant writing. And then Ellen Nardoni, who is the trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation, she's an award-winning foundation, is going to talk about how to differentiate your nonprofit from the rest. David Gray, who is the New Jersey, really nonprofit authority, he is one of the, he's going to talk about trends in the industry, everything from entrepreneurial philanthropy, if you happen to hear his entertaining conversation last week, to measuring results, if you happen to, you know, have a staff and you're trying to put into place some of the basics that need to be put into place for nonprofits. And then our afternoon keynote is by Steve Califer. He is the chairman of the Somerset Patriots. He's also the owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country here in Hunterdon County. And he's a philanthropist and an award-winning filmmaker. He's going to talk about how to what actually creates the loyalty that you get from a philanthropist and how do you get continued funding. And then special call out to George McCullough, who's going to also speak about some of the grants that are available from Princeton Television for nonprofits. So if you're a nonprofit and you'd like to join us again, just go to the Eventbrite site, look up Lessons of the Leaders and sign up. Okay, let's go back to John now, because you are with Unity Bank, and you know you guys do so much for the community. So tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
Not a problem. I'm currently the manager here at the Union office. We're very involved within the community, definitely belong to a couple of organizations, especially with the example like the Boys and Girls Club of Union County, the Rotary Club of Union, and also of the Food Pantry in Union. With the banking itself, we do offer a lot of array of services to our community, very focused on consumer relationships and also small business.
Yes, and so why don't you tell us a little bit, why do you all support nonprofits?
Well, we think, first of all, it's a great cause, number one, and we believe that community and growing within the community, everything, it just becomes more successful. And mm-hmm. the thing that Unity Bank does allow us time to do.
And you guys have a lot of special benefits for nonprofits. You have a couple programs that they can get into where they can actually get more support than just by the normal donators or donors, I should say, that they get. And also even like with the some of the information that you share with your normal clients on events, that just providing more visibility for your nonprofits inside the branch. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Sure. I mean, we have definitely a program called the UCare, which is for the nonprofit customers, which they can receive donations based on their supporters at Unity Bank. So the more supporters they receive, the more donations they can receive. So it's a win-win for not only the bank, but also the nonprofit organization.
Right. Nicole, did you want to add something there, Colleen? So how long have you been actually with the bank?
I've been with the bank just shy of 2 years.
Oh, that's nice. And so tell us a little bit about when a nonprofit comes in. What normally happens when someone comes up to you and says, you know, I'm a nonprofit and I'd like to find out about, you know, how Unity Bank works with them?
Well, first we get to know what type of nonprofit they are, on what's the purpose, and obviously then we introduce the UCARE program, an application that they normally fill out. There's certain requirements, and to know each customer and what their needs are.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of one of the nonprofits? I know you mentioned their names, but some of the things that they do.
Sure, like the food pantry that I belong to, and really proud to be a part of that. It's obviously volunteering, and the main purpose is to provide food or to union residents who are in need. We do monetary donations to the food pantry, but it's just given back to the local.
So then basically, tell us about the Rotary of Union. What do they do?
Well, the Rotary is all about service above self. So what we do is a lot of fundraising. We do scholarship funds to students at the Union High School, for example. We just recently have a RA that we gave some scholarship funds to three candidates based on several topics, and what they have done was just prepared a speech. They got rated, and they were awarded some scholarships.
That's always so meaningful. And, I love the way that you guys do stop and recognize those, because, there's so much of their heart and soul goes into their work. And so to actually be recognized, I think, is just another example of how you guys at Unity Bank do so much for the community. And I know that you do that across the state of New Jersey. You're in the Stuyvesant Avenue. Where is that?
County. It's in Union, New Jersey.
Okay. And you have about 15 different locations across the pretty much, what is it, all the way from Central New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, with a presence in Pennsylvania.
Okay. So is there anything that you'd like to tell nonprofits out there that are listening, just something that you'd like them to know?
Yeah, sure. I would love them to visit the website through www.unitybank.com. And there's obviously links about UCARE, about the program itself, and how to go about it.
And I know that you guys also do a lot with social media, which also, again, helps with their visibility because, online, so many people are looking, and they don't even realize that some of these organizations are right there needing their help, needing their support, not only for donations, but for volunteering, all of that. So we just want you to know that we really do appreciate. We want everybody to know, again, about the fact that Unity Bank is sponsoring the event at the Palace at Somerset Park next week on October 8th. It's already 1 week away tomorrow.
Can't believe it.
I know. It's going to be a great day. So anyway, John, is there anything else you'd like to add to that? We just wanted to let you know we really do appreciate your work and all that you do to support those nonprofits.
No, just once again, thank you for having us on the radio. And again, just visit the website and we'll show support.
Yes, you always do. And we really appreciate you calling in today. So have a nice day. Keep dry.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we will continue to talk about the event throughout the next hour here at Talented People. Take care there, John.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to our first break here on Talented People, and we'll be right back.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Corky & Company. And I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an award ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the 100 and Cup. For more details, please visit www.100andchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. Colleen Kelly and I are in studio today. It's Wednesday, September 30th, about 3:24. And we both have a little bit of a cold. So we're like, oh. But we are excited about our next guest that's coming on at 4 o'clock. Her name is Mary Lynn Schiavi. And she has a television show that's brand new called Pro Se Nation that's broadcast from Princeton Television. You can watch it online, streaming on PrincetonTV.org. If you happen to have a chance and you want to check out the show times and listings, you can look online or you can wait and listen at 4 o'clock into the conversation. And Pro Se Nation is really interesting because it's representing yourself. You know, save yourself a lot of money. And learn, you know, you're passionate about whatever your problem is. So I'm going to find out, and Colleen's going to also listen and find out from Mary Lynn what exactly it entails. But I do believe that when you have an issue at hand and you're going to go out to an attorney's office, and sometimes you can resolve it yourself. What do you think about that, Colleen?
I think it's a really great thing. I can't wait to learn more about it. It's not something I never really thought about. But I
think it's interesting, too. Like, if you think about it, there's a lot of cases where people have actually been able to resolve and really in some places make, you know, even if it's fighting an insurance company, like it's interesting to me too, because everything we look at right now, it's all talking about the storm coming in for the weekend, right? But when I was just doing the weather forecast, it was just saying rain, but it wasn't saying that we were going to have like pounding 90 to 100 mile an hour winds coming up literally about 30 days from the three years of Sandy. 3 years ago, Sandy happened.
Right.
And so basically, if you have, we were talking this morning to someone about the damage that they had gotten, you know, we know that, you know, with the hurricanes and so on, with, you know, Sandy and stuff. And so sometimes insurance companies try to offer you like this quick little payment to just get you out of the way. And basically, you know, it could be $60,000, $100,000 later of the real damage and having a specialist represent you again, right? So sometimes the specialist representing is a good thing. And then sometimes if you learn enough about it, you can represent yourself and you don't just take that check and, you know, you got challenged a little bit.
Well, I think that that's a really smart thing. And even if you don't go that way, just to get yourself educated so you at least know about, you know, if you do have somebody represent you, you know what they're talking about and you know that they're representing you in you know, every way that they can.
Right. So that's going to be happening just about a half hour from now. In the meantime, you know what I wanted to talk about, Colleen, was foreign rights for authors.
Oh, that's a good thing to talk about.
I think so, too. I, you know what? Okay, let's talk about authors, okay?
Okay, well, now in this environment with technology, authors, there's many authors. You don't have to be with a mainstream publisher. You can self-publish a book. So, you know, if you have a passion and you have something to write about, I would definitely encourage you to do that. And there's ways to get a book published, you know, that won't cost you a lot of money.
And actually, what I love about learning, Colleen and I have been in the publishing world literally for 25 years now. We have been through every aspect of this world of publishing, from the days when you went to Book Expo and there were 300 to 5,000 exhibitors and 20,000 attendees, to where it's going to electronics. You can hardly find a publisher half the time. And, you know, there's like one person manning the show and they've got so much to do from a publishing perspective and then even editorial. So when it comes to a person who has a book in mind, which most people do.
Right.
Like you said, they can go online and they can just buy a book to make themselves a book. And they don't even have to make copies of the book. They can have an ebook and basically, you know, just sell it on Amazon. And if they want to have a couple copies for their friends and family, they could just keep it there. But what I think is interesting is that when it comes to editorial, where that we've watched that change so much over the last years in our PR firm.
Right.
You know, at one point, you couldn't get a pickup in any kind of like a newspaper or any kind of publication because basically they didn't trust that the content of the book was as, I want to say, protected and owned, you know, being that it was written by this author with the guarantees and assurances that the information wasn't taken from someplace otherwise. To basically, you can get yourself featured on almost anything if you work hard enough at it, you're self-promoting and you get out there. And with the internet and social media, you know, publicity and PR is easy. But what happens is that people think that when they write a book, they're going to sell a million copies and they're going to become famous and it's going to be so easy and all this stuff. And in my opinion, what happens is that, and you got to chime in here because I'm going to sneeze in a minute too. Not only is that hard to accomplish, but basically the money doesn't really come from the books. It comes from the other things that support the book, like the foreign rights and stuff, because it's really hard to sell 100 books.
It is.
I mean, you know, people also think that their friends and family are going to jump up and pay and buy them. But mostly they're expecting them as gifts. So take all the friends and family out of the equation.
No, you're going to be paying for them.
Yeah. Yep. And so then when you get back to actually having a legitimate buyer, and we're talking specifically, actually, I want to say about nonfiction books, mostly those that are self-help or leadership titles, stuff like that. And if you're looking for a speaker, by the way, and you want to stop by our website, JeannieMurphyPR.com, you can look and you'll see about 30 different authors there. Pretty much any kind of talent in the leadership human resource place. You know, there's, let's name a couple of them. You know, we know Dr. Paul Marciano is a regular guest on the show here, leader internationally, along with Kevin Cruz on employee engagement, two separate people, both internationally, but known bestsellers, speakers, leaders,
best-selling.
Yep. Employee engagement. And they have their foreign rights. which, yeah. You know, it's kind of fun again, because that what happens is that there are like 300 different countries that all look to take the USA content for leadership, nonfiction, not fiction, and then put it into their own languages and use those for like occupational training and so on. And so there's a huge market for it. And every single one of those 300, when I say countries, is its own licensor. So the amount of money that someone could make if they have a book. Now, this is out, if you're out there listening and you probably either made a book or know someone who has a book. And so if you have this personality in mind and the book has helpful information, it could be wealth management, it could be parenting, it could be anything having to do with pretty much anything in the self-help place, not fiction again. You can get in touch with us and we can put you in the right place. But either way, you know, foreign rights means that an organization takes your book, they, you know, promote it out there to these different licensors.
Right.
Each is either exclusive to their territory, or there may be a different type of category, meaning some licensors may be just for hardcover, some may be just for softcover in a certain geographical location. And again, that excludes the internet, you know. So consider the internet, you know, one Huffington Post type of content provider could be considered the same as what we're talking about, where that some other company that has the mission to serve its readers or its clients or customers in the physical form of a book. So basically, you go to your publisher or your own publisher, you have a book. You put it into the hands of almost like a real estate agent or broker. Someone's going to sell them out to the international rights community. A company like Turkey licenses the ability to use and make that book into their own language in their own territory. And then they either pay up front, which is, again, this goes back to where smart authors make more money doing this, even if they only get one country or one entity to license, then if you're trying to stand, you know, hang out at the bookstore trying to sell books, you know, maybe or whatever you're doing, it could take you 3 hours, you know, just to stand there and sell two books or five books and so on. So the better thing to do is let someone actually represent your book and then take it out and try to get it into those rights. Because what happens is they go up for renewal. So there's like re-ups. You have one country, they usually pay an upfront royalty,
right,
to the author. So right there and then, if it's a couple thousand dollars, you know, there you go. And then on top of it, after, say it's a 2-year or a 6-year contract, whatever it is, they usually have an upfront payment and then they have a certain payment per book or whatever it is. And then the contract ends on X date and then can be re-upped. And then that can happen, if you think about it, 300 times. If you were lucky enough to get all of those foreign rights to take your book into their territories, and then you could either come back into the United States if you happen to be self-published, or if you've gotten your rights reverted from your publisher to you, which is another point, okay? And then you can actually license them out in the States. You know, in the United States, you can license them out for hardcover. You can do softcover in the United States. You're not really limited if you're your own publisher. Talk about reversion of rights, too.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people that have had books and they went through mainstream publishers, and, you know, the pretty much the lifespan of that book is kind of put on the back shelf. And all you really need to do is go to your publisher and ask for your rights back there, you know, and a lot of times you can get them.
Right. And they usually sometimes, and it's so great that you mentioned that, because it is so true. Having your book sitting on the back shelf in a bookstore or a library is doing nothing for anyone. And at the same time, I do believe it goes back again to the environment and the culture right now of the publishing world, where they know that everything has to be done online. They're trying to use social media as much as they can, but they end up with an ebook as well. So physical form book, you know, it's like, how many do you have in your closet or whatever? With the publishing community, you have your 15 minutes of fame. If you get thrown up there and you stick on the wall, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that your rights internationally are tended to, and that everything else about you is pretty much pampered to the furthest of their ability. But on the other hand, if you have had your book out for a while, and this is so common because there's some awesome, awesome titles, and they're called backlist titles. And sometimes you still get a royalty check, but it may be far and few in between. Two times a year you get royalty checks in spring and fall. And, you know, you might just get a couple bucks, you know. But usually in your contract with your publisher, there is a really low number. It may say something like, if in the event that we do not sell 100 books in a 6-month period of time, mm-hmm. you can get your rights back. And sometimes it could be higher, it could be 1,000. Now, what happens is the proactive author who's like listening out there thinking, I might want to try out this. I've got a couple $100 to spend, because if you want to do it right, you kind of want to pay to play. With forum rates, you can buy, you know, it's basically an email marketing campaign. You know, you're going to put it out there. They're going to facilitate that out to their database of licensors, and to take a look. And usually, by the way, if you're self-publishing your book, and it's not even going to be done for 90 days, and you have a title and a cover and a book description, you can sell your international rights, because the people who are buying the books from the foreign rights perspective, they're taking a look at how well did it do or how well will it do.
Right.
Who are you? Are you self-promoting? Are you going to, like, you know, be able to be in the limelight a little bit to help us? Is the content, you know, going to be something that my people want to know, because it's in the same channel? Again, parenting is an example. You know, parenting material are going to the parenting audience. And so basically, if it's a personality that can be promoted, if it's a great book, and even if it's been backlisted for 10 years, that author that goes back and says, you know what, I'm not going to leave that money on the table, I'm going back and just ask. And it could have been one of the best titles they ever had. But right. if they failed to accomplish the goal, even if it were 10 years before and you slipped and missed it and you just didn't realize that 6 months ago, you know, or 2 years ago, they had a 6-month period where they didn't sell the books, you can go back and say, I want my rights back, because during this year, this is what happened, and I want them back. And, you know, it's not like a bad thing. It's actually, they think of authors' works as, you know, the author and their baby. You know, they respect authors many times. You know, yes, I'm sure they roll their eyes a lot of times. But they when you go back and ask for your work back, there's nothing wrong with doing that. And then you can turn around and either, you can even take it to another publisher. Even if it's been published by one publisher, you can get your rights back if they're not selling it. And if, especially if it has some kind of traction. And then you have an even better chance if you want to give away 80% to 90%, you know, percent of your royalties, or just self-publish it yourself.
That's a lot of really great information. And so many people that we've talked about and come across have had no idea that this ever existed. So, you know, it's just like this little known secret that nobody knows.
Right.
So, and it's a really, really great tip for any author out there. I think anybody, I would look into foreign rights, because we just had somebody do it. They didn't know it. They had never heard of it. They didn't know anything about it. They kind of went on our advice and just put it out there. And, you know, they had a couple countries come back
they
already.
Had China. So what was it? Germany, China, and a couple other ones. I just think that if you're out there listening, because I know you listen to us hopefully every week. And thank you, by the way, for listening in to us. We always bring in a lot of authors because we represent them. But at the same time, you know, it is interesting when you're thinking about somebody who's kind of deciding to either write a book and they have something in mind. In my opinion, what we're trying to encourage is look at the big picture. You know, don't just think about just having a book and writing the book. Think about really when you, I mean, I don't know, but to me, a lot of times I look at situations and people, I'm like, how did they make so much money? Like, really?
I know.
You know what I mean? Because then you look at one situation and it's like, I don't get it. How did they make so much money? But that's the way authors make big money. It's not, it doesn't have to do with the bookstores, which don't exist. And it doesn't make, you know, that's where it comes from.
Unfortunately, the bookstores don't exist anymore.
Yeah. And it's a very difficult place.
Yeah, it is. And people think, oh, I'm just going to sell books. But it's very difficult to sell books. So you really need to get out there. And that's why we're in business, because, you know, you need to have somebody promoting you.
Right.
And you need to be out there speaking about your book, talking about your book. And that's what we do.
Yeah. And also, what about with just as an example of, I think, cool, when an author, it doesn't even matter. Like, it's always like the cream rises to the top. The person who puts their hand up and says, oh, I want to comment about that. I'm going to write a letter to the editor. I'm going to do something. You know, this happened and I have something to say. So when that happens, and if the person is an author, there's a very, very, very high probability chance that if they were to submit a blog, if the writing was done right and well to the audience, that they're going to get picked up again. So it's like a self-promoting way to keep your ball in the air and keep your book in the face of other people by commenting to the mainstream things, activities that are going on and writing about them. And then either, you know, using someone like us who works with these content providers or going directly to them.
Well, in this age of the internet, there's so many publications and so many providers of content that actually they want you to submit things to them. They want to. And if you're a writer, which if you've written a book, that's probably what you are, then you should really go out and pursue these things. And I don't think any people think about blogging and things like that.
I think what they do is, you know, they will blog right at the furthest. They'll create a blog and leave it on their site. And then, you know, there's a limited number of people that are in their tribe, so to speak, and they don't realize that that can be so, like you said, just like pulled into and distributed out to millions of people because the need for content is so great. There's not enough content. It's impossible. You could literally take someone, if you know, from the viewpoint, from sitting in the position of the media company, like it was our media company, we operate Mariah Media. There's never enough content. You can send over information. You can send a press release out, you know, on your book or whatever you're doing, if it's an event, whatever. And then, you know, 99% of the time, you're going to take it and publish it because basically there's so much empty space and they need to constantly keep bringing back their readers, so they have to give them something new. So if there's something that's synergistic to what you're doing and the place that's providing it to the ultimate end user, you can become a regular contributor, a regular editor. All those things add to credibility, and then there you are again, back on top.
That's true.
All right, we're going to go to our break real quick. It's Talented People. It's already 3:43 on Wednesday, September 30th. As we mentioned, our guest at 4 o'clock, her name is Mary Lynn Schiavi. She's a very talented person. She's got a lot of experience writing for newspapers and otherwise. And she's going to talk about her company, Pro Se Nation, that just actually got a new TV show. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime.
When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly and I are in studio together talking about nonprofits, and we were talking about authoring books and royalties and international rights that are called foreign rights. All kinds of interesting stuff, actually, to us. It's like our little fish upon our world. but we have a guest coming on at 4 o'clock. We're just kind of gabbing in between now and then. Her name is Mary Lynn Schiavi, and she is a resident of, I think it's Hunterdon County. Not really sure. I know it's close by here, Long Valley or so. And she has a company called Pro Se Nation that she's going to talk about because she has a TV show. But we wanted to mention again, if you're listening in, about an event that's coming up already in 1 week, next Thursday, October 8th. It's being held at the Palace at Somerset Park. Talk about the Palace for a minute.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. If you just going to the Palace will be worth your while. You know, if you're on the fence about going to this event, just going there, seeing the place, just the level of professionalism and the beauty of the Palace is just worth seeing and experiencing, because, you know, they're known as a wedding destination, but they actually have a really big corporate presence, and they do a lot of corporate events. They have a lot of space for small, even smaller corporate.
Just a board meeting.
Yeah, board meetings or education. And a lot of people don't know about that. And it's really an exceptional facility.
It really is. When you walk in, it's a palace. When you pull in, actually.
The name suits it.
Yeah, exactly. It's located over in on Davidson Avenue, which is really just right off of 287. Over at the exit towards like St. Peter's Hospital, whatever. So it's like maybe at the most a half an hour away from Flemington. People like don't know where it is. Sometimes people like me, I just thought it was a wedding facility. I did not have any idea that it was a corporate conference center type of place. And when you walk in, it's just like the chandeliers, and it's just a place that you want to go for a meeting. Just the food is so beautiful. The service, you know, it's just a nice, beautiful place. So that's where this event's going to be next week. Breakfast and lunch, by the way, are both being served. You can go online to Eventbrite and look up lessons from the leaders. And if you're a for-profit company that's looking for business development with the, it's 125 guests all in total. There's nonprofits that will be attending and be learning about all kinds of things, everything pretty much, from Michelle Sakirka, the president, CEO of NJBIA, is going to present the morning keynote on a nonprofit Nirvana, which is really going to be fun. She's awesome. And then Leah Pontani is the executive director for the Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training. She's going to talk about board leadership and grant writing. Ellen Nardoni, who's the trustee for the Paul Nardoni Foundation, an award-winning foundation that supports cancer initiatives. Just what an amazing woman she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's so great. She's got such a heart. And she's going to talk about how to differentiate your nonprofit from the rest. And one of the things I want to mention about her foundation that I think is so cool is they bought an old house. And they actually recognized and realized that when a cancer patient is treated, and it's part of the Robert Wood Foundation system, Somerset, you know, healthcare system as well, basically they're discharged, but many times they're indigent and they don't even have a place to go, and they have been treated for their cancer, but they don't have any place to eat or go. So she bought a property, and they're working on fixing it up, and they're actually having some really like top-notch known chefs across the country that are actually going to serve those that visit there. And that's what is the award-winning part of her foundation, just the thoughtfulness of that whole program. She's going to talk about that. And that, again, goes back to differentiating, you know, your nonprofit from the rest, because it is hard to get the floor you know, there's a lot of nonprofits, a lot of passionate people out there, and a lot of people are knocking on the same doors of the same people over and over again. So basically, differentiating is a big deal for a nonprofit, I think. And she's the one who's going to tell us all about that. And then David Gray, who is, in my opinion, I know that you would probably agree, right?
Yes.
He's New Jersey's expert on nonprofits across the board. He is the...
His Twitter handle is...
Nonprofit NJ, nonprofit. Yeah, like you can't have it better than that. And he's with the Pennsylvania Ballet, and he was on the radio last week. If you want to listen to an archive, one of the most entertaining shows ever on this Talented People, and celebrating 4 years, by the way, 100 in Chamber Radio this Friday. It's going to be a great day if you're listening in. I think all day Friday you're going to really enjoy some of the conversations. But he's going to talk about entrepreneurial philanthropy and measuring results, stuff that, you know, larger nonprofits that are very well established. You're talking about getting the benefactors like Bill Gates to support your cause and to really embrace your long-term project that could be cancer treatments and the like. And also, like, you know, just that kind of money. And so in that place, there's a lot of larger nonprofits already well established, but they still are going to learn a lot. With CEU credits, it's open to anyone, actually, for-profits and nonprofits, especially if there's a for-profit company that has a support, some type of service or interest in the nonprofits, because it's about, and it's for nonprofits, but anyone who's in attendance is going to learn all kinds of information. There's a panel discussion going on, moderated by Mayor Janice Kovach.
Right.
Unibank will be on the panel. George McCullough is also going to have his own little time to present about Princeton Television.
And it's not about Princeton Television. He's talking. There's a program that Princeton Television is running, and it's a pilot year this year, so it was kind of small, but it's called Community Partners Program. And what it is nonprofits submitted to be part of it, and they hook up nonprofits with filmmakers, and then they create a video, and Princeton Television supplies all of the equipment, and they go out in the fields, and then they go from everything, doing the videotaping to the editing, and it's just a great program, and I can't wait to see the final product, which, you know, I know Princeton Housing was one of the recipients of this program, and I'm not sure of the second one. But George will be talking about it. It's a great thing.
And that's invaluable for a nonprofit.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
You don't have enough money anyway to start off. And basically, you're out there trying to earn, you know, get donations and get some money to be able to get
And everybody needs a video
cost.
To you tell need, their
yeah,
story.
Yeah, it's got
to
have that best, mm-hmm. that video. And then Steve Califer, who is, in our opinion, one of the greatest guys in New Jersey. He's, like, just so generous, and he's a philanthropist. As, you know, many times around, everything he does supports the big stuff, the small stuff. He wants to hear your story if you're just a one-person operation. He's the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country. He's the chairman of the Somerset Patriots, the ballpark, and the team. He is an award-winning filmmaker as well, and he's going to talk about what does a benefactor look for in a nonprofit, and how do you get, you know, kind of support for the long term, re-upping and so on when you go a little down on your funding and you need some help. I wanted to mention, though, that if you guys are out there listening and you want to check this out, you can go to our website. Probably, if you go to Eventbrite and you know how to spell it, it's eventbrite.com. If you go to Google and you just put in Califer, Kalafer, lessons from the leaders, or anything like that, Unity Bank, you will be brought to the registration page. And if you want to do that, you could do that, or you can just go to Mariah Media and you can look at the event. It's Marriah Media, and you'll see the Palace Somerset Park event, lessons for the leaders. Again, for-profits and nonprofits are welcome. 1 week away, space is limited, and if you're listening to this show, we're going to give you a promotional code to save 20% off. It's Mariah with a capital M and then Arriah in lower case with a capital VIP. Very important person. So you're a very important person to us. So it's Mariah VIP, and it'll save you 20% on the already reasonable rates, nonprofit rate. Just so you know, I'll look real quick and tell you, this is before the discount. It is $90 for the day. Again, breakfast and lunch included with CEU credits. And it's a full day. It starts at 8:30, ends at 3 o'clock. And that is the nonprofit rate less the 20% if you use the code. And if you're a for-profit attendee, it's $125 with the 20% off. So, you know, you can't, you if you're a nonprofit or if you have a friend or an associate that's a nonprofit, you could not spend a year trying to get to the people that we are all bringing to you in one place on one day.
So true.
It would take you a year, and you probably wouldn't even get a meeting with Steve Califf or anybody else. I mean, they get 200 asks a day, you know? So they're all there. They're all there for you, and it's being brought by Mariah Media and Unity Bank. We're going to get on a break real quick because I have to sneeze. We'll be right back. I got a cold. All right. Thank you. Talented people.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. A South Dakota high school principal is okay after being shot this morning on campus by a student. Police say a student at Harrisburg High School near Sioux Falls entered the school and made his way to the office.
Once inside the office, he ended up struggling with the principal. During the course of that, the student ended up pulling out a handgun and the principal was shot one time in the arm.
The student is under arrest and Principal Kevin Lean is recovering from a flesh wound. All the students are safe and have been released for the day. Mitt Romney is sharply critical of President Obama's handling of the Syrian crisis. The former presidential candidate says Obama has consistently painted himself into a corner, leaving the U.S. with limited options. The criticism comes as Russia began launching airstrikes in Syria. Romney says the president's policies put America in a difficult position, concluding that Russia has outgained us once again. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
GEICO applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to GEICO. To prove it, GEICO will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with GEICO by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hey, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need supplies for my business, and I'm on a budget.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the things you